Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
So yesterday.
Yesterday!
All my troubles seem so far away! They didn't, though. I had a lovely afternoon.
Good.
I went full on OCD on my room.
Nice.
Everything is now colour coordinated, organised. Oh, it is a dream.
You are a nightmare.
I'm also weird. Both of these were proven yesterday.
True.
So I did the same stupid thing I always do. I do this weekly.
Okay, can I guess? Can I guess what it is? Right, so this is in your room.
No, this was. In the evening.
In the evening.
Just before bed.
Nothing to do with the room.
No.
Where did the room come into it?
Just because I'm a weird nerd. I proved both these points yesterday.
Okay.
Things.
Well, then I have no idea, because I was going to guess something to do with your room.
No, something to do with what I watched.
What you watched?
Yeah.
Did you watch something really scary?
It was
TV?
A bit scary at the end.
Why do you do this to yourself?
Well, I didn't know. It was the end of a series. I thought they were just going to catch the serial killer and all's good. And then she has this flashback and I literally went, and then I went to bed. And this keeps happening when
Hang on. What did you do again?
It was.
You can't see the actual face on it.
And all the cats looked at me and kind of went, loser. Yeah.
Oh,
that's my life. I went to bed.
Yeah.
And this has happened a few times recently when I've been scared. I think I hear noises.
Yeah.
Now, between the air conditioning and the humidifier, there's quite a lot of noise in the room.
Yeah.
But you know when you like head off the pillow and you listen?
Yeah, because you hear a noise.
But it's a specific noise.
Yes.
It's Japanese children.
You're hearing Japanese children.
Quite a lot at the moment.
Hello, I'm coming to you.
It's them.
What were the Japanese children doing?
They're talking outside my room and I think planning to murder me. It's happening.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Come on.
On High FM.
You know when you're renting and you want to move out of your house? And you finally think, oh, I'm going to buy a house. That's it, I'm going to buy.
Actually buy, we're talking mortgage. This is a very adulty conversation, you should have prepared
very,
me.
Very. Okay. And you go around, you look at houses, and you've got budget, right? You got budget.
Actually, the flat that I own, my mum too. I was away, so I've never actually house hunted to buy one because my mum chose it for me.
Oh, wow.
How bad is that?
So you have nothing in common with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, you know, I've got loads in common, just not the house aspect.
Well, you could have if you were looking to buy a house.
Let's say I am.
Because they've got a growing family and they really want to put down roots.
Do you mean Jay-Z?
What did I say?
J-Lo, didn't you?
No, I said Jay-Z.
Oh, right.
I'm sure.
I mean, maybe J-Lo and Beyonce are looking to move in. I don't know.
I don't know. Did I say J-Lo and Beyonce?
I'm not sure now. But it's definitely Jay-Z and Beyonce, right?
Yeah, definitely Jay-Z and Beyonce. And they're currently living with Blue Ivy and the new twins.
Well, they would be. They're their children.
Yeah, I know. In a rental in Malibu.
Okay, they're not moving out.
This is great.
I don't want to live with them anymore. Jay-Z, buy me a new house.
They can't find a house.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. And it seems that everything is out of their price range because they've got a budget.
What?
They've got a budget of $75 million.
There's nothing expensive enough.
Even though they're worth a combined, what, $1.6, $1.7 billion. That's all they want to spend. I can speak for George when I say our little hearts bleed for them.
It's breaking.
Thank you. Far too kind.
Yeah. Ready?
Woo.
Let's go. Can I get an encore?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
Hey, do you know what we've never done before?
Tell me.
Apart from a decent radio show.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
We've never done shout-outs.
Shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-outs. We've never actually gone on the radio and said, hey, get in touch with us for a shout-out. We've never done that.
The reason we've never done that?
Well, because it's lame.
Lame!
But I think we should do it.
Do it anyway?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, so if you want a shout-out...
Shout-out!
Big up your chest. That's me bigging up my chest. Then get in touch with us, WhatsApp 79010959. Tell us who you are, what you're doing. We'll give you a shout out.
What you doing?
Yeah. So let's do that.
All right, shout out.
Oh, message coming in already. We'll do a load of shout outs.
It's amazing. It's the best radio show ever.
I know, right?
Ugh.
Did you just go, ugh? 79010959 for your shout outs. Where have you gone?
Come here.
Where are you?
On the floor.
What are you doing on the floor?
What are you doing
on the floor? It's our new feature. George is on the floor for it.
Collapsed with excitement.
And now! Yeah, don't interrupt when I do voiceover, because you go all low as well.
Do what you mean, my voice is so high pitched.
And now! Shout outs!
You done?
Can yeah, that's it now. Right, shout outs. Here we go. Morning, guys. Keep on entertaining us. Yeah, all right, Chips. Shout out for Chips.
Shout out.
Chips. All right. 7-3. Man is getting in touch for a shout out. All right, man.
Shout out.
Shabby actually says, shout out to my brethren. Shabby, shout out to ya. Casey as well. Casey says, on the way to work and traffic is building out. Shout out. And Ali, good morning, Ali. Ali just says, shout out. So shout out to you. Nice. I think that went really well.
Oh, are we done with it now?
That's it, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's your shout out's done.
That's your shout out.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Get
up and dance. Woo! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get up.
This is High FM. Oman.
Hello.
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 Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Who's that?
Man. Yeah, I hear you now on the radio.
So, is this your first day back then?
Yeah, after 1 week.
Just 1 week? So, you were working over Ramadan?
Yeah, I was working.
Okay, cool. And you had Eid off.
But the time is different, you know.
All right,
there is no traffic at that time.
I know. Wasn't it just glorious?
Yeah, there is the traffic.
I know. Do you know, even at 5 o'clock in the morning, when myself and George were on the roads this morning, it was just, it felt like it was packed.
Yeah, it was much busier there.
Where do you work? Do you want to say?
Finance.
Money man.
Oh, finance man. Okay. Do you work for a bank?
No.
No, okay.
Not to you guys.
All right, man. Listen, good luck on your first day back, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call. Goodbye.
Thanks. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. According to this, George, 36% of people between 18 and 34 say that emojis and GIFs are better for communicating their thoughts and feelings than English.
I want to cry.
And the English language. And it's not like they're alone either. About one in four people between 35 and 64 also say emojis work better than the English language.
All right, then try and communicate using only emojis and see how much confusion there is. See if they turn up on time at the right place.
If the millennials get their way, soon we'll just have to dump the English language completely and move back to using hieroglyphics.
Well, that's a waste of a degree then, isn't it? Thanks, millennials.
And in that case, picture the shocked emoji face to sum up our thoughts. Nice.
In the morning,
we're going to do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning, Hi, FM, Oman.
Amazing.
Max here, Ryland's over there.
Good morning.
Friends is one of those shows where the characters, they're always drinking coffee, right?
It's true.
But did you ever wonder which of the six main characters drank the most coffee?
Nope, not even once.
Well, some British fan has gone through all...
Right, so this is what kind of loser we're talking about here.
Yeah.
There's 10 seasons of Friends,
right,
which is 238 episodes.
Wow.
Which equates to about 85 hours of TV. Now, to do this, you would need to watch 8 hours of Friends a day. You could get through that in about 2 weeks.
So who do you reckon drank the most coffee?
I'd have to go with Monica because she's always quite buzzed, isn't she?
All right, here we go. Rachel, 138 cups.
Right.
Ross, 188.
Okay.
191, Joey.
Come on, Monica.
198 is Monica.
Ah, loser.
Chandler is in second place, 212. And the winner with 227 cups of coffee is...
Weird Phoebe.
Phoebe. In a related calculation, the fan who actually did this maths has recently had a total of 0 dates.
And no friends.
Who is it?
NYPD.
Oh my God. What the hell is he doing?
What? What is it?
Is everything okay?
What's going on?
There you are.
This can't be it.
You get me, you kill me.
Terrified.
Chandler! Chandler! Get off my sister!
It's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hello!
Hello, I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hello.
good news.
Good news. Those, whoa. We need the good news bed.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start breeding.
So this is for those of us who do jobs that monkeys could do.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Don't praise the machine.
So you know they keep saying that robots are going to take over in however many years.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, possibly not quite so soon.
Why?
There's a research scientist called Janelle.
Janelle.
She works with artificial neural networks.
Of course she does.
Basically, scientists are programming computers to start learning things themselves.
Okay.
So what she decided to do was put 2,000 old proverbs into this network. Things like, a broken watch is right twice a day.
A stitch in time saves nine.
And then get the computers to come up with some proverbs.
Okay.
Turns out they're not quite where we thought they might be.
Yeah, all right.
We have death when it comes, we'll have no sheep.
Oh, I like it. That's good.
So meaningful.
That's deep, man, deep.
A good face is a letter to get out of the fire.
Think about it.
Roll that round a bit and just wow. A fool in a teacup is a silent for a needle in the sail, which is one of my particular favourites and I think could be my first tattoo. And then also this one, which deep, do not come to the cow.
Good news, everybody.
Good news.
Ain't that good news? That's what I got for y'all today.
Robin here, George is there.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Last week, you heard about John McEnroe, yeah?
No.
He's been called sexist because he said Serena Williams would only be ranked number 700 if she competed against men.
Ouch.
You didn't hear that? It's a
well,
big
I wouldn't
story.
Say anything bad about her, I have to say.
Well, in McEnroe's defence, he is auditioning to be President Trump's new social media manager.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
Hi, FM.
Turn it up!
There's a guy called Suleiman who's just got in contact.
Good morning.
And he says, hi guys, I've heard about you guys. It's my first day at my new job today. I don't want to tell you where I work. Now, if he's heard about us, that must mean that he hasn't listened before.
Yeah.
Is that right, Suleiman?
I would have thought so.
And then he goes on to say, I would like to meet you over a coffee.
A lot of people seem to want to meet him for a coffee recently. Yeah. I've had some Instagram messages as well saying from a guy who said, I want to be friends with you and Robin.
Maybe we should do a whole meet-up.
A meet and greet with Robin and George.
Let's do that.
If we have the tagline on it. Disappointing in person.
Yeah.
Just to manage expectations.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, we could do that. We could do that down Oman Avenue's mall. Costa down there. We could be ready.
Okay.
Could have bunting to one side.
Amazing. We should give out party bags as well.
Hello, come and join our party. There'd be like two people. Two people would turn up.
We'd make an excuse and leave really quickly.
Just going to the bathroom.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, get up. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
This guy got in the lift yesterday and local
you?
Guy.
No, were you that guy?
I was the guy, but there was another guy that came in.
Okay.
He was really hot.
And oh, really?
He was hot as in he was hot.
Sweating.
He was sweating.
Okay.
And he was in his dish dasher and he said to me, he said, oh, it's really hot. So I went, oh, is it? I didn't really notice it. I'm a local. And he looked at me like he was shocked. He went, what? yeah, I'm used to this. This isn't hot at all. And he said, where are you from? Are you from the US, UK? And I said, oh, I'm from Ireland. And he said, ah, Roy Keane.
Is that a football reference?
Yeah, man.
I enjoyed it.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Hello, High FM.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I swear your traffic report is just like the weather report in Oman.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Somebody's going to slag you off now.
I mean, I can replay it from 5, 6, 8 months ago, and it's the same thing.
Dude, because that's where the traffic is.
Then don't.
What is it you do for a job, my love?
Here we go. Go on, George.
Would you like to bring some spreadsheets in or something, and then I can basically rip them apart? How's that?
No, that's all right.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's a shame. I thought you'd be really up for that. Well, I tell you what, failing that, why don't you come in and do the travel?
Yeah, why don't you come in and do it? Seriously.
No, why don't I do something that actually people would benefit from?
Go on then. What's that?
I don't know, like a different show altogether.
A different show? So you want to do a radio show?
Yeah, I'd love to try.
Okay, try.
Try.
What kind of stuff would you play on your show?
Less talking, that's for sure.
Why? Because you're not up to it.
I'd get rid of one of you and keep the other.
Okay, which one would you get rid of? Which one?
I don't know yet.
Ooh.
Don't want to pick a side.
Yeah, doesn't want to do that. Doesn't want to do that. But if you had to, right? If Ehab met you and said, I love the cut of your jib. I love the way you go on.
You're a natural broadcaster.
Absolutely. Less talking. Love that. We've got to get rid of Robin or George. Your choice. Which one would you choose?
Robin.
Oh, I did not see that coming.
Why? Why would you get rid of me?
No. I mean, I think she's just a lot more fun than you.
Oh, dear.
All right, I'm out of here.
I didn't agree with him, Robin. I never said he was right. You stay with me. We're a team. I love you, buddy. I love you, buddy. What have you done, caller?
See ya, then. Look, bye.
You can't be in this.
No, it's been great.
No, show's all yours, mate.
Okay. George is with me. Right, I tell you what. This is your big moment. We're going. You look after the show now, big mouth.
Give me 20 minutes. I'm on my way.
No, you're doing it right now. You're on the spot. Let's go.
No.
Good luck.
Don't do this. Good morning. Is this thing on?
So how was it?
Oh, it was amazing.
But I was listening and you weren't saying anything.
I love you guys, seriously.
All right, I know you do. Of course you do.
Thanks.
You're only saying that for the radio because it's material, isn't it?
That's right.
Isn't it? Who are you, by the way?
I am Khaled.
Khaled, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
And well done. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Call again anytime because you know it makes sense.
I'll call you back in 5 minutes. You got to get
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
I have to bring it to the table that I really like your hair.
Thank you very much.
You've had it chopped off.
I have had it chopped off.
And it really does suit you.
It's whiter now.
Yeah, and the picture that you sent.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, do you know, it really, really is.
But you can tell the difference between when it was styled at the hairdressers.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, I didn't want to say.
Because there is no style today. I had to get up at 4 a.m, Robin.
I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's true now when we say that.
I know. Show you really like all you listeners. Thanks. You'll be tuned in on your dial. Can't resist us. Bring us on your drive. You'll like our hits. Thanks. You are really gonna like all of our hits. Robin Banks. Woo! Hoo-hoo-hoo! How are ya?
Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
Back in March, Crayola announced it was retiring one of its 24 core colours for the very first time.
Big news.
And then 2 days later, it was still big news. They revealed it was the dandelion colour. Finally, in early May, they announced it would be replaced by a blue colour.
Which I think was a mistake. I said it then, I'll say it now.
Now, it's July, and they've announced the final five options for the name.
We talk about dragging it out.
You're losing me, Crayola. Completely losing me. It doesn't help that all five options are completely terrible. They are: number one, dreams come blue.
Seriously?
Number two, star spangled blue.
No.
Number three, blue moon bliss.
Did you come up with these?
Number four, reach for the stars.
You're insulting me.
And number five, beautiful.
I'm done with you, Crayola.
You can vote at Crayola.com through the end of August, and they'll pick someone randomly every day to win a prize.
Is it a box of crayons?
And the winning name will be announced in September, if anyone is still paying attention to them.
Have they said September which year?
It's obvious that no one in Crayola's marketing team has heard of the term milking it, because their never-ending quest to replace a yellow crayon with a blue crayon just took another tiny baby step forward. Robin Banks. Warning, you are now entering a bad taste zone. This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
Have you heard about the nuclear power station in Czechoslovakia that got in trouble for staging a bikini contest to choose an intern?
Are you serious?
I am completely deadly serious.
Where to start with that? There's so many levels.
We have the exclusive audio.
Welcome back to Czechoslovakia nuclear power station bikini contest. Never mind buzzing sound in background, everything fine. Contestant number one, Svetlana. No, move along. Number two, Madlenka. Much better, much better. Get off. Number three, Pavlina. Oof, your internship would be putting clothes back on. Move. Next up, Anita. Ooh, I tell you what, you need a wax. You have sideburns. Oh, there is signal for lunch. When we return, who will be three lucky finalists? Be back in 30 minutes.
Would we say lucky?
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
George, there's a man outside.
There's a man outside. He's brandishing a bag.
Who is it?
A carrier bag.
I have no idea who it is. Should we go and get him?
I think we should.
Okay, let me go.
It's rude to stare at him. You go and get him.
He looks kind of familiar.
Okay, he's coming in. He's coming in with the bag. I hope I don't know because I don't recognise him.
George, guess who it is?
Hello.
Virgin, you thought it'd come.
Come on to that microphone.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
That's the handshake's over with.
Guess who it is?
This is not a fun game for me right now.
This is your coffee.
Oh,
it's coffee man's here.
Oh, wow.
It's Paul. One second, have some. This is your tea.
Ooh.
It's Paul from Thailand, isn't it? Special tea.
You can tell Paul's from Thailand by the accent. Oh, wow.
Thank you very much.
This is a very special soap that uses aloe
special
ooh,
soap.
Ooh, goji berry collagen soap.
I didn't get any special soap.
No special soap for you.
For you?
It's called. Oh, mate, you are just unbelievable.
Look at that.
This coffee.
This tea. Well, does this one do anything to my gut? It does. Great.
This is so nice of you.
This one. This one is for the stomach.
Yeah, I need that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do as well.
Yeah.
What, do you put the whole packet in?
No. Just there should be 10 packets inside.
Oh wow.
Oh okay. Oh.
There's an individual packet you take every day.
So this is the
this one.
One. Yeah. Oh, hang on. There's
this,
more.
This tea.
Yeah.
Is for evening time.
Evening tea.
No, this one. And this one will reduce your eating.
Which one of these makes me look like your wife?
Oh, she's thinner now, but that's one. The same with the coffee. You take it 30 minutes before eating.
Yeah.
How soon will results. We be thin?
Well, let me know the results. There you go.
Yeah, how soon?
I don't know. I can't guarantee that. Everybody's different.
Next week I'll be a sticky insect.
By this evening.
Hop over here, George.
Yeah,
come
I
over
don't
here.
Think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Paul, thank you very much.
Thank pleasure.
You so
you're welcome.
Much.
Thanks
no
for thinking of us. Thanks.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
وقال أرثر شوبنهاور الحياة تتأرجح
كل. This is Hala FM we're listening to at the moment.
بين الألم والملل.
Waffa's sounding a bit butch, isn't she?
ويقول أيضا أحدهم المثل العليا أسياد العالم.
Sounds so relaxing, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? This is like a late night kind of show.
Yeah,
with,
this
you know,
is.
Some romantic
yeah.
tunes.
وقال ابن الوردي لا تقل أصلي وفصلي أبدا إنما أصل الفتى ما قد حصل.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up with
High FM.
He sounds like he should be on an overnight show.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sort of starting at 11 PM kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Playing love songs. Hi. Hope your evening's going well. Sit back and relax.
Feel stressed?
Yeah, just turn it down a little bit. Turn the radio down. Put your headphones on. Have you ever done an overnight show on a radio station?
No, thankfully, I've never had to do a night shift.
No, mate, it's brilliant.
Hours-wise.
Yeah, but there's no one from management listens. So you can get away with anything.
They're always listening.
They're not always listening. I did an overnight show for about a year and a half. And you get people on the air. And I remember one occasion, this guy came on the air. And I ended up, I don't know how the conversation got around to it, but I ended up getting up on the desk, okay, with my shoes on and tap dancing.
Amazing.
Because you can get away with stuff like that overnight.
My teacher used to do that in junior school.
What? Do an overnight radio show?
Boom, boom.
Thank you.
Might have done.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
Bags here. Ryan's over there.
Is that your chair squeaking?
Yeah, it is. It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, nice. Classic radio.
So Tinder is free.
Yes.
And they're still trying to figure out ways to make money.
Okay.
And this might be one of their best ideas so far. Now you can pay to find out if somebody swiped left or right on you before you decide how you're going to swipe on them.
Okay.
If they swipe right, then you'll know if you swipe right, you'll be a match. Yeah? And if they swipe left, you can get your silent vengeance by swiping left.
Yeah.
And maybe feel better for half a second with that anonymous rejection.
Okay, and how much is this revenge going to cost me?
They're going to be testing it in a few other countries now. They are planning on expanding it here soon. The cost isn't set yet, but based on their current prices for premium features, it'll be at least 2 reels per month.
I mean, that's not bad, but just depressing.
Why is it depressing, George?
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Donald Trump is being added to the Hall of Presidents at Disney World.
And I suppose they've got to, really, haven't they?
Well, they have to, yeah. But
yeah, kind of awkward not to.
There were rumours that he wasn't going to give a speech. And he wasn't going to talk at it because he's so controversial.
He's just going to do a little tiny jazz.
No, it turns out animatronic robot Trump will actually give a speech. And, yes, you've guessed it.
You've got the audio.
Of course.
I'd like all the Chinese people who are here to stop taking pictures and video. I know it's your culture and everything, but come on. I need you all to pay attention. The man who built this theme park was a visionary, much like me. And his cryogenically frozen body is stuffed inside the Abraham Lincoln puppet that's next to me right now. And I want everyone to know that despite what Cinderella and Snow White, who, by the way, are sevens at best, they really are, that there is no proof of their claims that I grabbed them with my incredibly sensual hands. I think it was Captain Hook. He's a very unsavory character. Believe me.
Two things.
Yeah.
They can do robot voices amazingly well now, can't they?
Yeah, really good.
Thing, what he said about his hands, I can't even repeat it. You got to get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
It's Thin Casey. Oh my
thin.
God. Thin.
Very thin.
Oh, thin.
Thin Casey. And Thin used to do a radio show on an online radio station.
Yeah.
And we helped each other out.
Okay, leave it at that.
No, really, I just listened to your shows, took notes and copied. Yeah.
Yeah, you used to copy stuff. That's what Thin used to do.
You used my prep, though.
Yeah, right. That didn't happen. You know that. Are you calling from the UK now?
I am, yeah.
Imagine that. No, I'm outside.
What? I'm staying. Aren't you asleep, Thin?
Yeah. What time is it over there now?
It's approaching 4 a.m.
4 a.m. What is going on with you? Is it insomnia or what's happening?
Well, you might know my life. I have a pub.
Yeah, I do.
And everyone's just left.
Everyone's nice.
We're here.
Thin, it's just lovely to hear from you. On my Twitter, Thin has been saying, oh, I'm going to call you one morning. It's like, yeah, right.
Man of his word.
No, you're not. Yes, you are. Hey, listen, lovely, really, really lovely to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling up.
Listen.
Really, really lovely.
Pay my phone bill.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, listen, Thin Casey. Well, I probably won't speak to you soon, but look, you have a good one.
Thank you.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your show.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, listen, it's between 6 and 7 now, so we've got the skanky hour over here. So it doesn't really start until about 10 minutes.
Right.
So switch off, go and get yourself a cup of tea, and then turn back on in 10 minutes.
Come back and we may be better.
Maybe. That's the way it goes, isn't it? All right, Thin, listen, thank you so much for calling.
Cheers, Thin.
All right, no problem.
See you later, Thin Casey. Bye-bye. Thin Casey calling from the UK. Bye. Says hi.
Weekday morning. Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Turn it up.
Yeah. Oman's High FM. There's a story here, and I'm going to turn your microphone up. In fact, I'm going to take the music down because I need you to keep a straight face.
Okay.
And I've written something at the end of it.
Okay.
But it's not funny.
Okay.
And I want you to not laugh at it. Why is... Stop.
Because you told me not to.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I can do this.
A 63-year-old man was arrested for assaulting another man when he hit him with his prosthetic leg.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, I can't. I can't do this.
Oh, no. Why? The man says he'll plead not guilty, but prosecutors say he hasn't got a leg to stand on.
Comedy gold.
This is High FM, this is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
And as you know, we are the pinnacle of fashion, both myself and Ryland.
And I just look down on myself.
Hello, right? I've got my Lego t-shirt on. You've got your hoodie.
Yeah, this wasn't even ever mine. Look at the size of it.
I know the 90s nostalgia trend is on fire at the moment.
Ooh, the haircut.
This is the haircut.
Is it the mullet?
And it's not the mullet.
Oh, because the mullet, that should come back. Business up front, party in the back.
This is what men are actually going into the barbers and
wanting. Oh, please don't tell me
curtains. It's not curtains.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's frosted tips.
Oh, I did hear about this. Now, this is so NSYNC, wasn't it?
Yes.
That kind of boy band era.
It's the spiky hair and the tips of each spike are dyed blonde.
And it just looks ridiculous.
Yes, my friends, men are actually going into their barber shop and asking for the frosted tip.
Does that mean they've got to sit there with foils on their heads?
That means that. And the barbers, they're not saying no.
Will you get it done?
Oh, what a stupid question.
What would it take?
No, I booked it already.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
It's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland.
How ya?
How ya?
Good morning.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I spent Friday just in my pyjamas, which was lovely. How was yours?
I went up to Muscat Hills Resort. I stayed in one of the beach huts.
Did you get free?
I didn't get it for free, no.
Which is why you're doing it now. Which is why you're saying...
I didn't get it for free, though.
So Muscat Hills.
Now you made me feel stupid.
Yeah, why?
Because I didn't get it for free. But it was really nice. The beach huts are lovely.
Is it one of these beach huts that you see back home in the UK?
No, it's not like something on Brighton Beach. It's a proper... Like, you've got your bed in there, is aircon, really cool bathroom, and it's on the beach. I think it's Barasti style, these huts.
What does that mean?
Yeah, cool beach huts. So it was really nice. Yeah. Saw Basil up there.
All right, Basil.
All right, Basil. All right.
Did he have his fidget spinner on him?
No.
He's got a fidget spinner.
Yeah. Hey, no judgment.
No, not at all.
Also met the hotel manager, Jem.
All right, Jem.
He's very cool. I think I talked at him for a substantial amount of time.
Oh, that's the usual.
Very nice about it.
Yeah.
So it all went really well, apart from...
here we go. I'm sitting down for this.
Okay. I had a little fall.
Did you have a fall?
I had a fall.
Oh, no, mate.
So I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just managed to get water everywhere. I was washing my hands.
Yeah.
Water everywhere.
That doesn't surprise me.
And stupidly, I hadn't put down any towels.
Idiot.
And the next thing you know, I was falling over. This happens a lot.
Yeah.
But however, I'm really paranoid because I just broke my ankle.
Yeah.
So I was like, save the ankle.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the face, save the ankle. So I managed to, whilst falling down, launch myself, scraped an arm down the wall, landed on the other side, ankle in the air. And I actually cheered myself.
Yeah,
good. I was like, ninja, how do you like me now? Caught up in
your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.